Let's start talking rubbish. How many bins do you have? How do you use them in the right way? My favourite subject, bins and recycling. Don't start me. Apparently, one local council has started spot-checking bins for food waste. Under new rules, in Ards and North Down, if you dispose of food waste in your black bin instead of the kitchen caddy, your bin will no longer be emptied. Jeff Gazzard is an environmental campaigner. Good morning to you.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So, let me get this right. We pay our rates.
Yep.
We pay for the service.
We do.
They then say, we're not doing that service.
No. What they say is, we've got a series of bins, and you're supposed to put stuff in it. In that part of Northern Ireland, there's a brown bin, a black bin, and a silver bin. All of your recycling stuff, your papers, your containers, your bits and pieces go in the recycling bin. And your garden and your food waste, your potato peelings and the half-eaten bolognese that you didn't want in the morning because it congealed, that goes in the other two bins. Now, you're supposed to put it in your food caddy. And then in your kitchen, and then you empty your caddy with a little bin liner that the council provide into either of the other bins. And that is going not to landfill, it's going to be recycled into compost and in some places in Northern Ireland.
Yes, we know all of this. We do know all of this, right?
But here's why.
We know why it worked. We know that it's environmentally friendly. We know all of that. But here's the question that I'm still answering.
Go on.
Why can't they sort our rubbish out? I am not asking a question because I understand that we need an environmentally friendly policy in this country. But if we are paying, as some people are, thousands of pounds in rates, majority of people are paying hundreds of pounds in rates, then, why is it not part of the service that they get our bin and they sort our rubbish?
Because if you're putting the food waste in the recycling, you've messed up one whole bin. And what they say is, we'll give you a couple of warnings, we'll put a sticker on it, we won't take your bin until you have taken the food waste out and put it into the proper bin. Now, the reason they do this, beside all the environmental reasons, which you paraphrased brilliantly, is that every time you send something to landfill, the council is charged £84 a tonne. And not sending it to landfill has saved the local authorities across Northern Ireland in last year alone £2.9 million. That goes back to ratepayers. It keeps the rates down. It's spent on all the good part of the services that people want. And most local authority services in Northern Ireland are actually supported quite well by people when you ask them that. So there's nearly £3 million saved by not paying £84 a tonne.
And my follow-up question is that money coming off our rates? Are they going to reduce the rates bill?
It stabilises them. It doesn't reduce. Come on. It means they don't go up. That's
why don't they come down?
Well, you'll have to ask the local authorities that. I'm not responsible for local authority funding in Northern Ireland, but I do know that saving £84 a tonne, and that means £2.9 million back into the rate spend, is a good idea. It can't be a bad idea, can it?
The statement from the council on this, some of it says the following. Residents of Ards and North Down have embraced the food waste recycling campaign and reduced the overall weight of grey bin landfill waste by 30%. Council officers will now be commencing routine monitoring of grey bins for the presence of food waste. Where the council finds that someone has got it wrong and food waste has been discarded in their grey bin rather than their green or brown bin for recycling, the council will provide up to two opportunities to get it right next time. An information label will be attached to the grey bin. So they've got to slap a label on our bins now.
Well, they are going to slap a label on your bins if you do it. But that lovely word there, which is lovely, particularly in a mellifluent Northern Irish accent, embraced. Most people do this with a good spirit and they recognise why it has to be done. And they've got, as per your beautiful synopsis again, the reasons why.
So if that arch criminal, the little old lady, has had tea and crumpet with Sally Ann and Mavis and whoever else.
And whoever else, yeah.
And happens to throw a tea bag into the grey bin.
Do you know what, Stephen? I don't think...
They're not going to empty her bin, right?
I don't think...
They're going to put a big sticker on her bin saying, first warning.
I don't...
Is that right?
I don't think a tea bag in a bin is really where we're heading with this discussion. What people are going to do is, the bin man comes along, he opens the bin, he gets it ready to put on the lorry, he sees or smells food waste, he puts the lid down, he puts the sticker on
it. That's not what they're doing.
Well, they're doing...
What they are saying is, is that they're now going to start spot checks on bins.
They're only going to spot check...
It's a bin police.
You sound like the Daily Mail all
the time. It's the bin police.
Stephen, this started...
Are they going to wear uniforms?
I don't know. They might be in plain clothes in the middle of the night. You know, there might be a market for infrared cameras from people who just want to catch them out. Look, it is a serious subject. You have to recognise that saving 2.9 million quid as opposed to being paid £84 as to having to pay £84 a tonne to put it in landfill is good for ratepayers. Every time this kind of topic comes up, there's always the old lady with the tea bag. That's not going to happen. People are going to have some discretion, and people who continually put lots of food waste in the wrong bin are the people that the inspectors, the bin police, the hard, long-suffering, hard-working council employees, because that's what they are as well, are going to just pull up and say, don't do this or we'll have you. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, clearly, just to be clear, we did have someone on the other side of the argument, Jeff. She hasn't turned up today. So what I'm doing, obviously, is playing devil's advocate this
morning. I understand that. I know you get that.
And had she been here, I'd be giving her a hard time the other side of the argument. But she isn't here, so I'm trying to play devil's advocate. Here's Mary in North Belfast. Morning, Mary.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mary.
Right. I'm very interested in the piece, and it's good to hear, and it'd be nice to hear both sides as well, of course, obviously. But I would like to know under what authority these operatives are making this decision as a mayor, and they're carrying out this snooping practice. What is the legislative authority they're working under? I'd like to ask that chap.
Oh, to look in our bin. You call it snooping. Let's remember what they're doing here. You know, landfill does cost money. It's not environmentally friendly. They're trying to encourage, as Mary, I guess, to do something which is for the benefit of greater society.
But, right, leaving the ecological argument aside for a moment, we pay our rates and we pay a hefty wallop in rates. So we've already paid for full collection. We're now being told that we're going to be monitored and that people's bins are going to be declined. And I want to know when we've already paid for that service and it's going to be denied in some instances. So under what authority are they taking this action?
Well, they'll have council bylaws and this will be part of their refuse collection policy. And if you don't like it, then don't fit in with the rules and see what happens.
Okay.
There are rules. There are not going to be legions of bin police running around the whole of Northern Ireland snooping into bins.
The numbers,
that's not going to happen.
Forgive me interrupting. The numbers are pretty much irrelevant. It's the practice.
Okay.
I want to understand.
We'll check it out. We'll try to check it out. Jeff Galsard, thank you. Mary, thank you.